On your radio.
On your phone.
Online.
And here.
Play KMFM
from KM Media Group.
With news you can trust.
News for Kent at 1. Ishmael Khawaja.
The Brexit Party, which insisted fielding candidates in every constituency in Britain, has performed a major U-turn. At their election campaign launch, leader Nigel Farage now says they won't challenge the 317 seats won by the Tories in 2017. He says their original strategy risked producing a hung parliament and benefiting anti-Brexit parties.
I weighed up Boris's promises, and is he going to stick to them, against the threat, particularly in the south and the southwest, that we let in a lot of Remainer Liberal Democrat MPs.
Meantime, political leaders are promising help for the armed forces on the general election campaign trail. The Conservatives say they'll act to protect veterans from legal action over incidents on the front line, while Labour's promising personnel better pay and conditions. Tory candidate for Tunbridge and Morling, Tom Tugendhat, is a former British Army officer.
We are talking about at the moment and talking about all the time is, you know, our position in the world. And we're talking about it through Brexit, we're talking about it through Russia, we're talking about it through China. But all of that positioning only works if you invest in your foreign affairs, of course, so your diplomats and your ambassadors, but also in your military.
The Lib Dems say they want to end settlement fees for veterans born outside the UK. Earlier, the Prime Minister laid a wreath at the Cenotaph in Wolverhampton to mark Armistice Day. The nation fell silent for 2 minutes at 11 a.m. to honour all those who have died in war.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
A man's been jailed for 9 years after being caught with 60 guns in his car at the port of Dover. It's thought to have been the largest seizure of lethal weapons at a UK port when Robert Keogh was stopped by border officers in August. The 37-year-old from County Meath in the Republic of Ireland had admitted illegally importing firearms. Charities have welcomed the news that two cannabis-based medicines have been recommended for use on the NHS in England for the first time. The treatments are approved for people with certain types of epilepsy and MS. We're being warned to be careful when using candles after one started a fire at a house in Gravesend. Emergency crews were called to Rose Avenue late last night and two people were treated for breathing in smoke. Shoppers in Canterbury could be hit with higher parking charges as part of plans to improve air quality. The City Council is thinking of increasing the price to £2.40 per hour. It's aiming to encourage people to use public transport to visit the city, but Councillor Nick Eden-Green says he's worried that could backfire.
I've got real fears that this is going to cause problems for our shops and our retail part of the city, which is absolutely vital to our economy, and heaven knows they're struggling enough at the moment.
Bosses say the extra money is also needed to maintain essential frontline services.
KMFM News.
A man who ran an unlicensed taxi business in Kent has been ordered to pay more than £2,000. Kelvin Rumsey of the Orchards in Elam had advertised his illegal venture in a village newsletter, at a pub and online for several years. He pleaded guilty to not having a valid private hire driver licence, vehicle licence or an operator's licence. At kentonline.co.uk you can see CCTV images of two men who police are looking for after jewellery was stolen in Dartford. Officers were called to reports of a break-in at a premises on Lowfield Street in September, but we've only just been told the details. And Sainsbury's has struck a deal to sell its own products in Australia. It's agreed a wholesale partnership with the country's biggest grocer, Coles, and it's hoping to bring more Australian items to its shelves in the UK.
KMFM Showbiz.
Dua Lipa has been telling KMFM all about her new song, Don't Start Now. The 24-year-old's been on Breakfast with Gary and Laura and told them what it was like to perform at the MTV EMAs earlier this month.
It was definitely my favourite performance that I've done. I get quite nervous, but I just felt really confident in the song. I felt confident in my routine. I felt confident in the whole like process of it. So I was just like, cross your fingers and toes and hope for the best.
Oh my gosh.
If you missed their chat this morning, you can listen at kmfm.co.uk.
KMFM Sport.
With dinoplumbingkent.co.uk. Your local plumbing and heating experts.
Football and Dover have kept their FA Cup dreams alive with a shock win over Southend in the first round. A late goal at the Crabble yesterday afternoon gave them a 1-0 victory over the League One side. Dover boss Andy Hessenthaler says he knew they were capable of winning the match.
I was confident, but didn't want to show that too much confidence to the players, because at the end of the day, they are a League One side. I watched them with Nicky Southall against Portsmouth. There wasn't too much in the game, but quietly we were confident.
The draw for the second round takes place tonight. That's the latest. Next updates at 2.